Good morning. Let's return to Ephesians chapter 6, and we'd like to consider the second component of the armor of God this morning, which is the breastplate of righteousness in the latter half of verse 14. We'll start in verse 13 this morning. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, this word breastplate comes from the Greek word thorax, referring to the entire upper body. So this is covering the entire upper body and both the chest and the abdomen, not simply just the true breastplate. So the breastplate of righteousness covers the entire upper body. And what is this breastplate made of? It's made of righteousness. A breastplate that covers that entire upper body. Notice it specifically protects our chest and it protects our heart. There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. There's certainly nothing that can extract the work of the new birth and the imputing of God's righteousness onto the soul of the sinner. But the heart is also described in Scripture as being the seat of affection, which describes where our affections and our love really lies. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. We're commanded to love the Lord with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our mind. And it's very difficult to describe, and I can't really articulate it properly. I can't describe the way in which there's something inside of us. There's a spiritual heart that all of us have that is separate and distinct from the soul that is born again and that is perfect and resides perfectly inside every single child of God and is fit for heaven as it resides in our body. But there's something else inside of us that is our heart that we make decisions into what matters in our heart. What is the treasures of our heart? And Satan, just as he tries to corrupt the mind, he also tries to corrupt our heart. Now, understand when I use that language, Satan can't corrupt your heart in the sense of diminishing or injuring your heart in the new birth, your soul, okay? Satan can't touch your soul that resides inside of us. And where's that at? You know, where's your soul? Where's your heart? I can't really describe that. It's our emotions. It's our seat of emotion. But your heart is certainly not the physical beating aorta and ventricles and all the blood that's pumping in that organ in the middle of your chest. But there's something inside of you that is the seat of our affection, that we're commanded to love God with all of that seat of our affection and to not let something else become our treasure. Instead, we need to treasure Jesus Christ and treasure the Word of God. So what does this breastplate protect? It protects our heart, doesn't it? So what protects our heart? Righteousness, the righteousness of Jesus Christ protects our heart. First of all, we want to consider that this breastplate of righteousness is not our righteousness. It's the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. So what protects our heart? It's not our actions. It's not our works that gives us confidence before God in general, but it's certainly not our works that give us confidence and safety and protection of our heart in the midst of the warfare of faith that we're in the midst of the battle. Instead, what protects our heart is the righteousness of Christ, the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And this is speaking of Jesus. So where do we get this breastplate of righteousness? It comes from Jesus. It's almost as if literally Jesus puts this breastplate of righteousness on each of his children. Isaiah chapter 59, beginning in verse 16. And he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him and his righteousness, it sustained him. For he, speaking of Jesus, for he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head, and he had on him the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. We have reference here to both the breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation. Now, ultimately, what are those two pieces of armor? Are those your pieces of armor based on your works, that your works gained salvation and your good works made you righteous before God? No, you need to understand these are Jesus's pieces of armor, and he puts them on you. He's the one that secures salvation, and he puts on you the helmet of salvation. He's the one that secures your righteousness, and he puts on you his breastplate of righteousness. It's not based on works that we perform. Instead, this breastplate of righteousness that protects our heart, that protects our chest, this very vulnerable seat of affection. And if you think about your heart in a spiritual way, as it is in a natural way, if your heart quits beating, for all practical purposes, you die, right? That's how important your heart is in a natural sense. And that's how important your heart is in a spiritual sense. And Jesus protects that heart with his breastplate of righteousness that he imputes, that he puts his righteousness on to you. Because remember, our righteousnesses, they're just filthy rags. Isaiah chapter 64 and in verse 6. We have no confidence before God because there's none that doeth good, no, not one. We don't even have the ability to do righteous. There's none righteous, no, not one. Our righteousnesses are insufficient to satisfy the holiness and the law of God. So we are condemned and we are sinners before a holy God. So how are we going to be righteous before God? Jesus puts his breastplate of righteousness upon us. And then when we understand that and we believe that, there is a tremendous blessing that we have when we place our faith in Jesus Christ as the end of the law for righteousness. That's what's referenced in Romans chapter 10 and verse 4. We need to put on this breastplate of righteousness to protect our heart, because Satan is going to try to convince you that your righteousness is in something other than Jesus Christ. Because Satan's whole goal is to detract and take away from the glory of Jesus Christ and from the glory of God. And he is a miserable failure at it, by the way. Praise the Lord. But he is trying to detract from the glory of God. And Jesus has saved his people by sovereign grace, and he has imputed his righteousness unto them. And Satan is trying to make you think that your righteousness is in a prayer you prayed or a work that you performed. No, your righteousness is in Jesus Christ and him putting on you the breastplate of righteousness. That's why when we believe from Romans chapter 10, we're told that we're to believe that Jesus is the end of the law for righteousness, that we trust in him as our only means of righteousness. Let's look at a couple verses very quickly that emphasize the imputation of Jesus's righteousness on our behalf. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and in verse 21, "For he hath made him, Jesus, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." We have been made righteous because Jesus has put on us his breastplate of righteousness. Romans chapter 5 and in verse 21, "That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life." How? By your works? No. "That grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord," right? The righteousness we have is in Jesus Christ. Actually, in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1, it describes Jesus as being our advocate. And what is the characteristic of our advocate? What is the identifying characteristic of Jesus Christ as our advocate? Jesus Christ, the righteous. So you see, Jesus has some righteousness to give to someone else. It wouldn't do me any good to try to give my righteousness to someone else, because I don't have any righteousness. I'm just a wretched sinner. I don't have any righteousness to give to anyone else. But Jesus, though, he is perfectly righteous. Jeremiah chapter 23 and in verse 5, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, I will raise unto David a righteous branch." Notice, what's the characteristic of this branch? It's righteous. "And a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness." What's the means of our righteousness? It's not anything we do. The Lord is the sole means of our righteousness. And that confidence and that faith in Jesus as our means of righteousness gives us peace and assurance in our heart. We have another reference to a breastplate in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse 8. "But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. So, Jesus gives us his breastplate of righteousness. And that is how we are made righteous before God. We're not made righteous by ourselves, by anything that we do, by any work that we perform, by any action we undertake. Instead, we are made righteous before God solely by Jesus putting on us his breastplate of righteousness and him taking our bloodstained rags of filthiness and unrighteousness. He takes his breastplate of righteousness and puts it on us, and he assumed our sinful robe of bloodshed and paid the penalty for that sin on the cross. So we've been made righteous by Jesus Christ because he was made to be sin for us. But now we need to believe that. So Jesus has covered our unrighteousness with his breastplate. He's covered our heart with his breastplate. But it's important for us to believe that. So now Jesus has put on us the breastplate of righteousness. But now you, child of God, need to put on the breastplate of faith and love from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse 8, and you need to put on the helmet, the hope of salvation. So we're saved by grace, and we have been commissioned and given a breastplate of righteousness and a helmet of salvation. But child of God, you're the one that's got to pick it up and put it on your head. You're the one that's got to pick it up and put it on your chest to protect yourself from the wiles of Satan. And that's what's so important to understand about the individual aspects of this armor, is that you have to put on every piece of these seven pieces of the armor. Otherwise, there is a portion of your body that is vulnerable, that is in danger of being injured. And what is arguably the most vulnerable parts of your body, where if they're injured, you're on the verge of dying? It is your heart and your head. And God has given us the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness. But now you have to believe that. You have to put that on. You have to live in the reality of our salvation. You have to put on the breastplate of faith and love, faith and confidence in Jesus Christ as the end of the law for your righteousness. Not something that I do to validate my eternal salvation, but my confidence and my faith that's protecting my heart is faith in Jesus Christ, my righteousness, the Lord, our righteousness. We place confidence in the Lord for our righteousness and love. The breastplate of love. And Jesus Christ is what? God is love. Jesus Christ is love. So therefore, we put on Jesus, right? We put on Jesus and his love and follow his example of love, that we love others as the Lord has given us the example for how we ought to love others here in this life. And a helmet, the hope of salvation. But child of God, I want you to understand how important every single aspect of this armor is. And think about how vulnerable your chest cavity is, how vulnerable your chest is to being injured. And Jesus has protected your heart. But you need to pick up that armor. Don't leave it on the side. Don't leave it on the sidelines where it's not doing you any good. Pick up that armor and put it on to where you are protected from the wiles of Satan, because your heart needs to be protected. Your mind needs to be protected by the breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation. Isn't it good to know that we can't do anything to take away or add to the work of Jesus Christ on our behalf? That his righteousness, that God's breastplate of righteousness that he put on his people, has nothing to do with me. It doesn't have anything to do with me meriting that or me performing a work that validates that. Instead, Jesus sovereignly imputes that breastplate of righteousness on to us. But we take up that breastplate of righteousness to protect ourselves and give our heart peace and confidence when we place our faith in Jesus. And that's what justification by faith is. We're justified before the Lord because Jesus has taken our sin upon him and given us eternally his imputed righteousness. But we need to apply that righteousness to our heart by belief here in time. And that protects our heart. It gives us assurance. It gives us confidence. It gives us peace with God when we're justified by faith. And we're not justified by faith when we believe that I performed a work, I prayed a prayer, and now I'm saved to heaven. We're justified by faith when we place our hope solely in Jesus Christ as the end of the law for righteousness. During our next time on the program, we will continue to go through these pieces of the sevenfold armor of God. The third piece, next in line, would be the boots of the gospel of peace, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And then the shield of faith, and then the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, and then finally, the mindset of prayer, the mindset of a soldier, trusting in Jesus, trusting in the Lord as the captain of our salvation. So I'll leave you with the admonition from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse 8, to put on the breastplate of faith and love. Jesus has given us His imputed breastplate of righteousness. But now that is commissioned to you. It's legally yours. But now you pick it up and you put it on to protect your heart, to protect your seat of affection, to where that heart is fully in love with Jesus, to love God with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our mind. Put on that breastplate of faith and love. Put on that breastplate of righteousness to protect our heart here in this warfare of faith as we attempt to not be entangled with the affairs of this life, but instead to fight a good fight as a good, honorable, acceptable soldier in the Lord's army who has drafted us in service unto Him. So, child of God, put on that breastplate of righteousness, put on that breastplate of faith and love today, and especially that helmet of salvation to protect your heart and to protect your mind from the wiles of Satan. We pray the Lord's rich blessings upon you this Lord's Day.